Someone stalks through a dark house holding a gun. What little light there is catches the silver barrel of the gun. A teenage boy and girl are hiding in the shadows. The girl has long red hair and a ponytail. She leads the boy, who is slightly younger than her. They run to a door, and the girl desperately yanks at the handle. The boy turns and sees two points of light at eye level. The girl clamps her hand over the boy's mouth, then moves in front of him, shielding his body. Her chest heaves and her brow is deeply furrowed. The person walks up. It's a handsome young man. He calmly points the gun at the girl's face and pulls the trigger.
They're fired.
The young man is with a therapist.
But as many times as I've had this dream, it's never been me before. Holding the gun.
I know.
The therapist nods.
It's very good.
He sits at his desk.
It implies a true, deeply rooted acceptance of responsibility. And it tells me that you haven't only overcome your delusion in your conscious mind, but in his subconscious mind as well. It's my opinion that Tim is a healthy adult who represents no danger to himself or anyone else. And I believe he should be discharged, as the state requested, on his upcoming 21st birthday.
Tim sits at a meeting table with the therapist and a team of professionals. A young woman with long red hair and a ponytail, Kaylee, walks into an auction room. Her hair swishes from side to side.
Sold to the gentleman. Congratulations to you, sir. That's bidder number 131.
She stands beside a smart young man.
All right, and our next item for bid is a gorgeous antique mirror recovered from the Levesque estate. The Lesser Glass is a well-traveled gem, spent several seasons adorning the walls at Balmoral Castle, Scottish home of the royal family. This is the original glass and the original frame. The mirror's in remarkable condition, save for a small hairline fracture down in the lower right-hand corner. The frame is carved out of one piece of Bavarian black cedar. And we will go ahead and start the bidding at a conservative $10,000. Do I have 10 right here in front? Thank you, sir.
Your sister's picking you up then.
Her message even said something about helping me find a job.
That'd be wonderful for your transition.
We're at $12,000 on the phones and back in the room.
You sure you don't want me to come with you? Some moral support.
No, but thank you. Do we have 14, I think I better do this part myself.
Thank you, ma'am, in the back.
Wait up for us.
15, of course.
Remember what we talked about. You've had a support system, a mandated support system to help you get well. Kaylee had to get by on her own. It's very important that you reconnect with your sister. But it's more important that you protect your recovery.
Tim nods to his therapist.
16,000.
16,000 on Skype. That is 16 going once. 16 twice. Sold. Please pass along our congratulations.
Kaylee kisses the smart young man, her fiancé, Michael, and walks out. Tim drags a case on wheels to a reinforced glass door. Tim stands facing the door.
Son, just pull the door when it buzzes.
The security guard presses the door release button. Tim pulls the door open and walks through. He walks out of the front door of the building. A sign on the door reads, St. Aidan's Mental Facility. He smiles and walks towards Kaylee. She stands leaning against an SUV with her arms folded.
Hey, little brother.
Handsome young Tim smiles broadly. Kaylee goes over and they hug each other tightly. Tim and Kaylee have lunch in a restaurant. She slides a check across the table to him.
You're half of the estate.
She smiles and grabs a file.
Oh, apartments. So all the studies say that you should transition to a place that isn't necessarily large, so I printed off some listings for studios, but
in the meantime, until you find one you like, we would love it if you stayed with us.
He smiles.
Kaylee, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about all of this sooner. But suddenly they wouldn't let me in to see you.
It wasn't that they wouldn't let you in to see me.
He looks troubled.
I just had some things I needed to figure out for myself.
She smiles sympathetically.
I get it. I'm your family. The only thing that matters is that you're here now.
She stares at him intensely and smiles. He smiles back at her. Jim's smile is replaced by a grave expression.
What do you mean?
You know, it wasn't easy. I tracked it down mostly through second bidders, people who lost at the auctions. It was in storage, part of an estate collection in Bremen. It took me a year and a half to get it into our warehouse, and it lasted less than a week. It's about to ship out to a new buyer, so we only have a few days. That should be enough.
A few days for what, Kaylee?
To keep our promise. And kill it.
Tim stares back anxiously. 11 years earlier, Tim and Kaylee are with their parents, Alan and Marie, moving into a large country house. Tim and Kaylee run around with toy guns.
Okay, guys, the couch can go there, and those boxes are kitchen. Tim, but don't shoot the movers.
Alan sits at a desk, talking on the phone.
And as soon as I get my files organized, you will have them. Yes. Can I call you back? Jeff, I am so sorry I didn't return your call. Listen, I've just been slammed. It's a lot easier when you have a staff.
Kaylee's under arrest.
She's not here, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so
hey, guys,
dead.
Guys. Honey?
No.
And this goes?
Okay,
against the wall.
All right.
Watch the molding.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it
looks
fresh.
Always
do this.
Just hey guys, what? Take it outside.
But Mom.
The alternative is moving boxes.
Sorry. Yeah, no, so we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great.
Okay. I'll be right out.
It's the mirror.
So you expanded the furniture order?
I don't know if I'm loving this desk here.
Were you gonna tell me or just wait till I saw the visa bill?
Hold on.
Alan goes over to Marie.
I was hoping to smooth that over with a three-piece vanity set that is supposed to be here. Is it not here?
I get it. Okay, do your office however you want.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit ostentatious, though, don't you think?
Well, I'm confused, because you wanted the antiques, and I said I was fine with IKEA, so...
Yeah, I wanted to get a few pieces to upgrade the place, not turn it into a showroom.
Well, listen, we got a new home, a new company, so we get new furniture. Makes sense.
They embrace.
Same old wife, though, right?
Well, I told you I was fine with IKEA.
She slaps him.
I'm not IKEA.
In the present, Kaylee and Tim walk into a gloomy hotel room. Stony-faced, Kaylee drops the keys onto a dressing table and leans against it.
You sure you prefer this? You know, our guest room is a lot nicer than this.
Tim faces her.
Yeah, I think it might be best. My own space.
He sits on the bed. Kaylee walks to the open door, then stops.
You promised me you'd never forget what really happened. You promised.
I was 10 years old.
Well...
She turns to him.
I'm doing it tomorrow night. And I could really, really use your help.
Kaylee looks at Tim imploringly. He looks away.
Good night, Tim.
Disappointed, she turns and walks out. Tim looks at his reflection in the dressing table mirror. 11 years earlier, Marie stands in front of a dressing table mirror staring at her reflection. She wears a partially open nightgown. She runs her finger along a long scar across her belly. Marie kneels on the bed beside Alan, who's lounging on his side.
I feel like my scar is more noticeable now than it was 10 years ago.
Let me take a look. I'm a professional.
She lies down and he kisses her belly.
What scar?
We're nowhere near done.
So?
You've only put together the bed.
That wasn't easy.
Having worked his way up to her mouth, he kisses her. She smiles and he heads back down her body.